From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb later this month. The White House Tuesday announced Mr. Obama will be in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting and will visit Hiroshima May 27th, becoming the first U.S. president to go to the city. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons. This also is an opportunity for the visit to highlight the remarkable transformation in the relationship between Japan and the United States.
A presidential advisor, however, ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki aimed at bringing World War II to an end. While Earnest said the president does believe the U.S. bears a special responsibility for being the only nation to ever use a nuclear weapon, he said he believes President Harry Truman made the right decision for the right reason in 1945 to bring what he called a terrible war to an end, saving countless lives. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who had taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. Some 2,000 were massacred. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said the trial is important, not just in terms of seeking justice, but dealing with the historical fact of genocide. The two mayors who've denied any wrongdoing face life imprisonment if convicted. This is the second trial for crimes against humanity and genocide by a special Paris court. This is VOA News. A group of nations promoting a resolution to Syria's five-year civil war will meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and efforts to reinvigorate a cessation of hostilities. The U.S. and Russia are spearheading efforts by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau acknowledged the cessation is not being uniformly observed.
The cessation is not uniformly, not 100%, has reduced violence, as we've seen. Our view on a cessation of hostilities, it is a fundamentally good thing. Of course, it alleviates, though it doesn't remove, some of the suffering of the Syrian people. You know, any reduction in violence is good.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the northern city of Aleppo has threatened to scuttle the cessation of hostilities first put in place in late February. It's hoped a reduction in violence will create conditions allowing for a resumption of so-called proximity or indirect talks in Geneva on Syria's political transition. In U.S. presidential politics Tuesday, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump coasted to victory in two more states holding primary elections, West Virginia and Nebraska. On the Democratic side, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, who still maintains, however, a strong lead for her party's nomination. Sanders addressed a cheering crowd late Tuesday in Salem, Oregon.
Last week, we won a really great victory in Indiana, and tonight it appears that we've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Despite Clinton's wide delegate lead, Sanders has vowed to stay in the race to the Democratic Party's national convention. Meanwhile, a new national poll suggests the race for the White House in November between Trump and Clinton will be competitive. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three, wounded more than 40 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party for medical treatment. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kurdish rebels have targeted police and military targets since July. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid Tuesday on a base of militant group al-Shabaab, killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. A Somali security official told VOA U.S. forces played a lead role in the operation targeting al-Shabaab officials. The operation took place in the village of Tora Toro, about 100 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Bangladesh executed a top Islamist leader for crimes committed during a war of independence from Pakistan in 1971. Motir Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of the Jamaat Islami Party, was hanged early Wednesday inside Dhaka Central Jail. A tribunal set up to investigate atrocities committed during the nine-month war more than 40 years ago convicted him in 2014 on eight counts. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.